All right, when you need a good scouting report and a high baseball IQ, I come to one guy, and that's Dodger catcher Austin Barnes. Thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem, Vesa.
It's a very unique situation because you know both starting pitchers in Game 3 really well. Scherzer's your teammate. Alex Wood was your teammate. So can you break down, number one, what you've seen from Scherzer in a short time?
Yeah, he's been unbelievable, obviously, not just his ability to pitch, but, you know, what he's done to the clubhouse and, you know, the energy of the team has been really, really good. So, you know, there's obviously, you know, we like our chances anytime Scherzer's on the mound and, you know, we expect big things and he expects big things for himself. So
it seems like he has that unique ability to be his own pitching coach and feel where he's at. Have you noticed that from him? Because he's been talking about some mechanical changes.
I mean, I don't know how long he's been doing it. He's like, how old is he, 37 or so?
Yeah.
So, like, he's seen it all. He's been through it all with himself. You know, his own evolution, I feel like he's learned a lot, and he sticks to it pretty well, I think. So he's very committed when he thinks of something, you know. He's very convicted in what he does, and I think that, you know, with all the seasoning he has and, you know, all the innings he's logged and hitters he's seen, he's acquired a lot of knowledge.
You've been around some intense pitchers over the course of your Dodger career. Kershaw, Scherzer, Rich Hill. Where does Scherzer fall on that spectrum?
Yeah, it's those three are, you know, very similar in their own different ways. You know, they all got their little quirks and what makes them tick and stuff like that. But one thing's like that when they go out there, they're all about winning and going out there and perform. So I loved every one of them. You know, Richie, I loved, you know, I mean, obviously Kirsch, and then, you know, the way Scherzer's been doing it here is, you know, it's special in its own way. So, no, it's fun to watch.
This pitching staff has repeatedly said how much they love throwing to you, and I know your teammates love you. So in a situation like today where you're not behind the plate, how do you assert your knowledge and the way that you go about looking at the game?
Yeah, I think, you know, we talk about the hitters before the series and stuff like that. Me, Willie, and, you know, Layman and Pryor, you know, you just kind of talk through it and you say what you feel and you what your perspective on it, because everybody sees it a little different. I think, you know, everybody, you know, views the game a little differently and all that, and then just to get everybody's knowledge on it and or their perspective on it, I think it's useful or can be useful, and if it's not useful, you don't use it. So I think you just work, you know, you try to be a source for, you know, just for whoever, you know, Willie's catching it, you just try to help him out if he needs it. You know, he doesn't really feel like he need it, but you're just there. So it's, you know, just trying to help the team win.
Is there any moment in time during a game where you may see something from Max tonight and you may give him a little tip of because of how much he respects what you see?
No, I mean, I just, you know, I let them do their thing. And just, you know, if I obviously see something glaring, you know, I'll talk to Willie or something like that in the game. But, you know, he's got a pretty good beat on him. I thought he's done a really good job the last two games. So, you know, we'll just keep it going and, you know, get a win tonight.
Yeah, no doubt. Game 3 of the NLDS is right around the corner. Austin Barnes is our guest. Alex Wood, one of your good friends. He's an emotional pitcher, competitive pitcher. Do you feel like your lineup could take advantage of his emotions tonight?
Yeah, I mean, he's a rhythm guy, really. You know, he likes to get up there and he likes to go fast. You know, we got to, you know, slow him down a little bit, whatever way that is, you know. So it's he likes to get up there and move. This is just the way he's always done it. You know, he's got that little spazzy, you know, just kind of like do. So it's no, we know Woody. The guy's played, you know, we faced him enough and we played with him, you know, a lot. So it's we know what he's about, and we just got over there and, you know, get some balls in the zone and put some good swings on it.
So I'm going to say this in a good way. Take this as a positive. You have a unique ability of getting under people's skin. Have you tried to do that with Alex Wood the last couple of days?
Nah, Woody can sniff that out. You know, he'll shut it down. Me and him really haven't talked too much. It's if we talked, it's been about a little while ago about fantasy, honestly. But it's yeah, guys know how Woody works here. They can get under his skin too if they want to. So,
all right, Austin, thanks a lot for the time and your insight, and we'll see you out there soon.
All right, Dave.